if I tell Buford, well, if you want to impress old Sally, then what you got to do, Buford? First thing you do, Buford, is you clean up your act. You got to shave, Buford, because that beard being 5 feet long, it's just not going to impress anyone. And every time that I come over, Buford, and I ask for a beverage, and you squeeze it out of your beard, now that's not going to impress ladies. Because ladies are dainty, and ladies are clean, and they're not going to be drinking no juice to come out of a beard. So, Buford, first thing you do is you get yourself a three-piece suit, and to make sure that it's green.
Mabel always likes my beard dripping.
Well, it's the married folk, which you understand. Buford wasn't married to Sally or whoever what it was.
Now, but I don't want anything to do with that slut, Sally.
Now, how it started, though, is Buford was walking underneath.
Did you know that I'm going to be voting for Buzzy Buzzcock?
You mean Mr. Buzzhole?
That's your Buzzhole.
I've cut the Buzzhole
before.
He's going to
be the county commissioner. You know he served in Vietnam. We up there in that Hamburger Hill. That's right. He lost.
Oh, you mean that new restaurant that Buzzhole's opening out in Hamburger Hill?
He had three legs, and he lost two of them.
It's like in that movie, The Total Recall, with the lady with the three breasts.
And congressional medal.
Did you see that the lady with the three breasts got shot?
What?
Now, you know, you can't be a lady in a movie with three breasts without dying. Now, why don't the feminists get angry about that?
Discrimination.
That's three breast discrimination.
I mean, I got three breasts.
That's three breast nation.
I don't want to be shot. Mabel's got three breasts.
I mean, I'm normal, but I'm not going to go, you know, putting down people with the three breasts.
Hey, Larry, my dog got three breasts.
So I said, Buford, I know you told me about how you met her looking under the bleachers for spare changes you're at to do. And you looked up and found that she didn't have the underpants on.
She wasn't under the bleachers looking for spare change.
No, Buford was.
Oh, Buford.
Okay.
Wait, that's me.
No, Buford from the country.
Oh, you mean Buford. Buford Buzzhole. Well, Buzzy's brother.
He knows the Buzzhole clan.
Yeah.
What drive around in 76 darts.
They are crazy.
They
folks.
Only drive them AMC cars. What, on the county they got a junkyard.
They're always out there skeet shooting at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Now, what they do is they get a bunch of tall boys.
It wakes up my goats, Larry. My goats.
So I said, Buford, you know, she don't have no underpants on next to woman.
Last time, he damn near shot the cigar out of Edward G. Robinson's mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
And Edward, you know, that poor dog needs his.
Now, have you noticed that when Buford's with Sally and he has to pay for something, he reaches underneath her dress?
Oh, talking about me again.
No, this is Buford Buzzhole.
Buford Buzzhole. What's okay. My last name again? I forget. It's just Buford Bonecock, I think. That's right.
Buford Bonecock?
Buford Bonecock.
No, you can tell it to all the college girls and be like, I got a special bone.
No, I don't.
You want to take a hit off that?
I don't. Buzz cock, my bum cock.
No, Buzzhole.
What am I talking about?
So I said, now, Buford Buzzhole,
yeah,
this is.
Oh, okay.
What you do is you get yourself a cake.
A cake.
Okay, and you're going to hollow it out.
Going to hollow it out.
And you know how them gopher guts that Buford collects?
Gopher guts. Wait,
what,
I mean,
from the road? No, the Buzzhole Buford.
I tell you what, my brain, it's going.
Buzz brain, that's you.
Larry.
Birds for brains.
What's your last name again?
I think my name was I don't know. Larry Long John.
Oh wait, Larry Gumby Nuts.
Gumby Nuts, that's right.
Larry Gumby Nuts.
Cause I always like to say, I got some.
He's of the Gumby Nuts family.
I got some tasty nuts that y'all might want to try to snack on.
They're from Utah, and that explains the accent.
Yeah, they don't.
Cultural difference.
Frankly, I'm a little concerned about Buford.
Wait, wait, wait. Oh.